Hi, this is Mitch Mitchell of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, in the studio with Redbeard.
Thanks, Mitch. When you look at the indelible mark that the trio, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, made upon rock history, it's easy to overlook the fact that it all happened over a two-year period and three albums. That's it. By the time Hendrix returned to New York City with the Experience in spring 1968 to begin recording Electric Ladyland, Jimmy had grown personally and musically, according to Experience drummer Mitch Mitchell.
He was changing. I mean, I suppose there must have been a degree of, I can't say local boy makes good, but I mean, to go back to live in New York comfortably and have access to all kinds of musicians and everything else in the space of a couple of years, when you left New York, you know, you're scrabbling to get a gig in the village, and you know, now you're back and you can have more or less what you want. I mean, I'm not saying it went to a young man's head, but of course it's bound to a degree, and It just has to. And it was, I know it used to really piss off Noel. Even myself, I mean, I love studios. Either people do or they don't. It's one of those things. So I never had any problem spending an hour after hour in a studio. No sweat at all. But, you know, we go back to England for a few days here and there to get a haircut or to go to a club speakeasy, that kind of thing. But it did start to wear a bit thin, and especially with Chaz. And we see the technology changing as well. We'd like to find out what was possible by using certain tracks or trying to get effects. And it wasn't so easy in those days to press a button on a machine to get like a phasing effect. You know, you had to spend you had to link up from one tape recorder, literally a big loop, to another tape recorder on the other side of the room. You know, it's studio time and it's costs to experiment. And that was important. I mean, that was our palette, our artist's palette to work with. And that was Jimmy's idea. Jimmy was just a very natural person behind a board, a mixing board. That was his artist palette, you know. It was just one of those things that was at his fingertips, and he knew how it worked. There was some extraordinary size to Jimmy as a person, as a player, you know. I mean, like, he would know how things would sound even backwards, for example. If he, you know, he would play something knowing how it would sound on a backward tape, how it would come out. It's just quite bizarre. You get these people, Jimmy, you know, but Paul McCartney and other, for instance, who can pick up any instrument, even though he's left-handed, and play a right-handed one probably better than most people, you know?
I must make my get away to yesterday. I'm trying to meet you by the old highway. Hey! Well, I realize better than every time I look in gypsy eyes. I look in gypsy eyes. I look in gypsy eyes. I look in gypsy eyes.
Gypsy Eyes from the Jimi Hendrix Experience's 1968 double album, Electric Ladyland. Hendrix's success was revolutionizing the recording studio industry, not unlike how the Beatles had completely changed the way in which that industry forever would be conducted in the UK. Here's Hendrix biographer John McDermott.
There was really no break in the recording of Electric Ladyland. It came almost immediately after the end of the sessions for Axis Bold as Love. At that time, in December of 67, the Experience was still based in London. Jimmy had an apartment there, was no longer living with Chaz, but obviously they were in constant contact with each other. Beginning in 1968, however, they started a tour to support the release of the Axis Bold as Love album, and then the sessions moved to the record plant, the new studio in New York. That was a major upgrade for the Experience because the record plant was a 12-track studio that was founded by an engineer, Gary Kellgren, who had recorded Frank Zappa and other artists at a smaller New York studio before he and his partner Chris Stone opened this studio. And the record plant was an interesting place in that they were probably the first artist-oriented independent recording studio that was built. They were looking to have the kind of clients like Jimi Hendrix that wanted independent engineers and house engineers that were sympathetic to their music, didn't wear lab coats, weren't extensions of their record companies. They wanted to create a recording environment that would, in their eyes, match the creativity or help foster the creativity of the clients that they were bringing into the studio. To even make Hendrix even more comfortable, the record plant went and hired Eddie Kramer from England to come over so that when he came to the studio, Hendrix could continue with his same engineer and producer. And that's exactly what happened. Beginning in April of 68, the sessions for Electric Ladyland resumed, and the balance of the album was recorded there between April and August of that year. Thank you.
let the sun take a holiday. Flowers bathe and see the children play. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Well, I can see a bunch of wet peaches. Look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise that sinks into the splashing. Even the ducks can groove. Rain bathing in the parkside pool. And I'm leaning on my windowsill, digging everything. And I'm you too.
Groove City, propelled by the Elvin Jones-like swing and snare of Mitch Mitchell. That's Rainy Day, Dream Away, and Still Raining, Still Dreaming from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Up next, the ultimate example of Jimi Hendrix in the right time, in the right place, with the right supporting cast to cast a spell of black magic and voodoo music. I'm Redbeard, and you're in the studio for the 35th anniversary of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Electric Ladyland, Part 1.
When a gas light comes on in your car, do you tap it to try to turn it off? When you get a flat tire, do you drive around hoping it will reinflate? No. But right now, you could be ignoring a battery problem, which is why there's DieHard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. DieHard Express is more than a battery service. It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new DieHard, America's most preferred battery.
DieHard Express. Sears. Good life. Great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's the time of year when every gift can be magical. And if the magic needs a battery or two, consider this. In one of the most remote places on Earth, the filmmakers of the Lord of the Rings trilogy chose one brand of battery in all of their precision light meters. They trusted Duracell. So whatever kind of magic you're giving, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. In theaters now.
The Goodyear Stockroom Clearance Tire Sale is going on right now. Our stockroom just can't hold any more tires, so we're clearing out a wide selection of popular Goodyear passenger, performance, and light truck tires. Plus, when you buy four selected Goodyear tires, you'll get up to a $50 cash card. But hurry, the Goodyear Stockroom Clearance Tire Sale and $50 cash card offer both end January 17th. Don't let these great deals pass you by. For complete details, call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit any participating Goodyear retailer.
Hey, Sneezy, go to sleep.
I can't.
You could if you take NyQuil. It'll help your symptoms. So you'll sleep great. You know, like you do when you cuddle on the couch with a warm fleece blanket, a cozy fire, and a chick flick.
Now that's my kind of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved Liquicaps.